Merry Christmas and happy holiday. Harmony, anyone?
Days.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking us to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone loved that.
Yeah. 0 for 3, guys.
I know how to do harmony.
I know what that means, yeah.
December 24th, we're here. It's Christmas Eve. What are you guys doing right now? I'm not talking to the recties. They can't answer me, but... Well, no, put in the comments. We'll read it. On Christmas Day, I'll avoid my family and read the comments. And I'm dead serious. Try me, dude. Comment in the YouTube. We want to hear from you guys. But we're recording this early, obviously. What are you guys doing right now, Christmas Eve morning?
I have a guess for Derek. And right about now, he's thinking, this stupid dog has crapped everywhere. Why did I get this puppy?
I wish Santa would come down the chimney and shoot it.
Oh, my gosh.
35 years old. Why am I cleaning up
and
dog crap on Christmas?
A gun because it's America.
That's what All right. Derek is doing right
Katie
now.
Katie is waking up after bad night sleep. Bad, 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 bad.
Uh-oh. Bad. Oh, no. Is she keeping
and
it to herself?
I know this because she's going, I'm sleeping bad. Or the kids are up because it's their first night in a new
I've
place.
I've never tapped you and said I'm sleeping bad.
No, you haven't in the moment. You're very respectful in the moment. But then the next day I get updates. And then in the morning, the kids will be so fired up to be with their cousins, their grandparents, that you and I will be sleeping right now. Go back to bed.
Because your extended family is coming over in the morning. So we
What time?
I don't know.
Not that early.
We're having brunch.
So I guess that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I know when I'm sleeping bad. I think I'm so out of it in the middle of the night that I think, like, whatever's happening in my dream is happening to me. It's not till like 11 a.m. where I'm like, I think I slept bad.
It's a mental game. Because I just took a 10-minute power nap. I've got this in my bag now, dude.
Wow, two times this week.
It just hit me so hard. I go, let me just try. I just lay there, don't move at all. And I think I got a few minutes in.
Wait, did you try and tell us what a nap was in case we didn't know? So I just lay there and I just don't move.
Yeah.
I'll shut my eyes, put a blanket over me.
This is how I had to walk myself through it to be like, how do people do this?
I laid there and didn't move at all.
Close your eyes, unconscious, alive. And because, last night I thought, oh, I stayed up too late. But then I woke up later than I anticipated. I go, I got 7 hours. I should be good.
I should be good.
But then you start going through the day. You go, did I sleep 2 hours?
Yeah, your watch says you got a bad sleep score. You're like, I guess I did. So, suddenly.
Do you believe the watches? I got rid of my Whoop so fast. It's kind of like when you have a rare blood type that doesn't work with like donations or something. Do I have a weird pulse?
Your heartbeat just doesn't work.
Doesn't read them. Because they would, it'd be like, all time great score, 9 hours of sleep. I was like, dude, I wasn't even in this bed for 9 hours. how is that? But I didn't sleep for 9 hours. I know that.
It was like really off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. It's fun to like the idea of like getting that data, but you can't put that much stock into it. Like,
I guess to me, I'm just like such a practical person. I'm like, and what do you do with that? Because like, I'm trying my best already. So like,
just wake up every day and be like, yeah, bad night's sleep.
Yeah.
Got the data.
Okay.
On it.
Yeah. I'll try really hard to sleep better tomorrow night. Oh, shock. I didn't again. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, I'm just too proud. I feel like any sort of fitness like tracker, it feels like I need
Stay on Katie. Yeah.
I feel like I need something. To do
it's
with
the holidays.
Data.
I feel like sparkling. An Apple Watch, it was made for two things. One, like to find like a heart arrhythmia.
Yeah, okay, I think that's
cool. And
that's
two,
cool.
For Rachel to find her cell phone. I think that's the only reason they've made the Apple Watch. And
so I need it for the second reason.
Yeah, that part's great. You just hit a little button and it makes a noise. It tells you how far away it is, what direction your phone is.
I actually have a great gift idea if you haven't gotten
it. Let's talk about it
for me
after this intro. Thank you, Recties. It's happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. That ends today.
They have I don't know. There's a lot of candles.
And we have someone out there listening. Happy.
Kwanzaa.
And we'd love you guys. And give us a subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube. And enjoy this episode. Let's roll music.
Correct opinion.
Yeah. Last chance of the year to get Basic Cellars wine. Super sale on sale now. Served in our beautiful selfish serving bottles. Get one of five options. Red wine, white wine, rosé wine, orange wine, and our brand new sparkling wine. It's right here. It's empty because I already drank it. We are running a massive sale for the end of the year. So run now to BasicCellars.com. You're basic. I'm basic. Let's all drink some basic. Delicious wine in cute bottles right to your doorstep. BasicCellars.com. Happy holidays. What's your gift idea?
I saw, okay, so there's the Apple AirTags, right? But I saw there's a new kind of tracker that's just like the size of a credit card. So you could like slip it in your phone case or slip it in your wallet. It's just smaller. A little more small. It's smaller. I think I need that.
That's good. You put one on your phone and
that
your
is
wallet.
A good gift yeah. idea, actually.
And you track it from what? Your phone? So how do you find your phone?
I think you could do it with your computer, right? You could do...
Okay, oh, I like
that's
this.
Good. That's yeah. good.
So this is, you lose your computer often.
Someone else's computer.
I'm just like, maybe, I mean, the chances of me having lost my phone and computer are pretty low. I don't think I've ever lost both at the same time.
You'll have one.
Oh, gosh.
You ever had any issues putting like your car on your phone on your car and then driving away? Like everyone's got stories about that.
When I first had Thomas, because I'd be doing the car seat and I'd put it up there and I had a maybe two times where I did start driving and was like, oh, and I'd have to stop. Never fell off.
Wow.
I was a few.
She's bragging. Never fell off.
Never fell off. I'm pretty good driver.
Now we have the big mom car. She can't. It's kind of weird to go up top.
It'd be, okay.
It's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, that's a.
But
that's
I mean, the amount of times where they, wait, where's my phone? I mean, I used to help. I just go, you're on your own. It can't. I mean, does it every day. It's unbelievable. She always finds it. She's never actually lost it. But it's this pain. But it's funny. She hasn't gotten used to it. You think she'd be like, wait, I misplaced my phone. Class at me. Just let me give me a second. She's like, wait.
It's always because it's
where is it?
It's always because it's in a moment where like I'm rushing around and that's why I lose it because I'm rushing around. And that means we're like late or trying
and
to get somewhere.
And she has and different like, little vibe. Like she's always panicked. And then sometimes she'll go, forget it. I don't need it. And then one second later, he goes, I need it. I definitely need it.
No, it's in my pocket.
Yeah. There was one day last.
I don't need my wallet. Like, we're going to the airport. We need this.
Last, like, Thanksgiving, we were at your parents' house. And, like, around 9 a.m., I was like, I don't know where my phone is. I didn't look for it until about 9 p.m. that night. I was like, I do not care.
Wow. That's cool.
And it was really nice, actually.
I'm a little addicted. I got, in 2025, I got addicted a little bit to my phone. That's kind of fun.
That is nice. Yeah. Yeah. This year, my word is screen time.
Yeah. It just embrace. I want to embrace this beautiful technology we have. And it's what I did because in years past, I'd really fight it. I go, all right, let me make a concerted effort to put this up. And this year, I was tired. I go, you know what? I would make plans to get on it. I'd be like, tonight, I'm going to lay down. I'm going to stare at this phone for 45 minutes.
You really, and I'm excited. You really are kind of bad at that. I really don't do that.
It's so much fun. You should try it.
Maybe when you're gone, I sometimes do, but what happened to your brick? You bought a brick.
I know. I was bricking.
Oh, that doesn't sound nearly as fun as scrolling.
That helped me for a second, right? But I haven't bricked it in a minute. But I've been doing better at night and stuff. I think the brick got me in a little better headspace. I've been on it less.
You know, some people do.
But I'm going to brick in the holidays. Trust me.
Okay. Holiday brick?
Mm-hmm.
Some people do that thing where they will turn their phone into black and white so there's no color so you don't feel like the dopamine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I turn the colors up. I want to feel everything. It's like August rush every time I open my phone.
Turn on ultraviolet mode or something. Yeah. That's
inverted
so funny
colors.
Two people like, well, if it turns to black and white, that'll help. It's like it's like instead of crystal meth, I'll just do regular meth. It hits a little different. You're like, I don't.
This people is a, claim
baby steps.
It's like legit. It's like you'd be surprised
regular
how
meth?
People claim regular meth is like not that great. Like if you're gonna do it, go crystal.
Okay,
that's what some of my friends have said when they've gotten off their cell phone. What they say?
That's about the only way to get off the screen, I think. Well, happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. I'm enjoying some of our brand new Basic Cellars sparkling wine. Last minute shopping for New Year's or something fun you're doing? BasicCellars.com. Recties, I still got your 33% off. Use code Recties, RECTIES, obviously is how it's spelled. And yeah, Katie and I, we're going to my parents for Christmas. You go to both sides still.
We're on both sides, Israel and Palestine, baby.
Mm-hmm. Iowa, Missouri. That's a lot of people don't know. That's what we call it in the, it's a huge rivalry.
Yep. Yeah. If you look at
hate each other.
Yep. Yep. Kind of it's Middle East of America.
I mean, yeah, they were kind of the crux of the Union Confederacy, right? Right?
What's the name of that? There's an acronym for all those states in the middle.
What's it called?
They're a part of that.
People. Oh, what is it?
People?
It'd be like,
no,
yeah.
I'm spelling out the acronym. It's people only.
What's the P, though?
I'm going to what is she doing?
I know. I think we're on the same page. And I feel like, are you just trying to describe the people in the middle of America? Because that is easy. Like, obese.
People only obese. Republican. Poor.
There it is.
What do those stand for?
The Midwest. I thought, have you never heard this acronym? I heard it growing up all the time. People only obese and Republican. Poor. I'm making fun of myself, you guys. Mm-hmm. These are my people and I love them. I was never obese. I was the rest.
Thanks for the clarification.
Mimal? It's something like that. Because it's
Mimal.
It's got to be Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, right?
Mimal, I mean, that's what we memorize?
Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri.
Those are in it. Then it's got to be Arkansas. It's got to be MIMA. After that.
And below Arkansas is Louisiana.
I thought so. Mimal.
I get those lined up confused because the amount of times I go to Chicago, I go just straight up the road. Boy, that thing is straight east from us. Yeah, you're doing both. So you drive. Are you going to do that forever? Because I would love to hear the listener's opinion. When you start doing that, okay, we're married. I got this other family. It's a slippery slope when you say, all right, we'll hit both. And then for years to come, you got to hit, but then you have children. You hit both. Then we're driving Iowa, we're driving Missouri. We got three kids.
We have talked. We're like, our families are just close enough where it's like, it's easy enough to visit them and to drive. Like they are at the crux of like, let's drive to both.
Here to Iowa, 4 hours?
Five and a half.
That's not. There to your hometown.
But what's that flight?
Your hometown.
Flying to Waterloo.
Is it her town to your town like six, seven?
From
six, isn't it like her hometown to your hometown?
So that would be like nine, probably.
Is that not where you go to both?
What we'll do is what we've done like the last 3 years is my hometown for 4 days. Then, hey, take a little break, Kansas City.
Back home.
Come back here for a night and then go to Iowa. We break up the trip that way.
Dude, that's not very close at all.
Not.
It's not. Good for you.
A lot of driving.
Yeah.
I need that lane where everyone goes 5 miles an hour over the speed limit on cruise control. I need that lane.
You're someone in your sphere because you're a family of nice people. Everyone's happy, right?
Everyone's nice. We're having fun.
You need a Karen Kennedy in your life who not only demands that I and Katie get on in every other year schedule, but she commandeers Katie's entire family. Her four siblings are now on the schedule. And they're all, and let me be clear, I'm not exaggerating. Her four brothers, who've met my mother a handful of times, their holidays have been determined by her. And you need that in your family.
I was like pretty sure you were being serious, but I didn't really know. And then I looked over to Katie, and Katie's face told me, like, yeah, he's still
I think she somehow got a hold of them. She, like, got their address. And she knocked on the door. She's like, you do it. Odd years, you're with your family, right? Even you're with your nose, two of them are like, I'm not married yet. She's like, not my problem. I guess every other year you're alone for Christmas. Get your it. She's going to show up to their wedding when they meet the one.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be invited. She's like, hey, Christmas is on the even years. Yeah. With your family. Yeah, it's impressive.
It is funny because, yeah, I do still have two brothers that are not married. And so they are at my parents' house for Christmas. And I feel like my dad, he's kind of just like, we all kind of did Christmas over Thanksgiving. And so I guess he was kind of like, so we're done with Christmas, right? My mom was like, no, we still have two children that'll be at home.
One still lives with you. Where does he go?
All right, let's take the tree down. Christmas is over.
He's kind of like, oh, okay.
Dude.
He's like so ready to just be like done with it.
It is funny to watch a man. She's a great father. Let me preface it. But to watch a man who's five children, he's had a child on his payroll now, or like in his home, for 33 years?
35? 35.
I mean, you've seen it. You man, he's like, yeah, I'm done, right? Like, no,
One more.
Oh, we have Christmas is here again. Dang it. Gosh.
I can't wait to get that level of empty nester. Just like, yeah, just skip Christmas. I don't even. Good for them. What are they going to do?
Doing Christmas with my two brothers. And then the day after Christmas, I think the day after Christmas, they're flying to an island for my mom's 60th birthday.
So. Oh,
just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh. Okay, there we go.
Why'd you say it so mysterious?
Yeah, I know. She says it
because I kind of forgot the name of it.
Oh, no, she wants to keep it private. Dude, we have a lot of dedicated fans. They might
not like this island.
They might show up to the island.
It's an island that no one really talks about, so I can't remember the name of it.
Sounds nice.
Recently with Friday Pickleball, we've had some like meetings that I have not been able to make, like the first three phone calls with this company that wants to do stuff with us. So I just keep hearing things in the group chat and the chain, and they keep mentioning Prince Edward Island. And for me, that, I don't know, at first glance, right, it doesn't seem like, should we be going there?
Like, I remember, yeah, is he the last island he was affiliated with?
Yeah, like, I haven't been on the calls. I don't know who you talk to, but yeah, just like, first glance, I don't know if we should be doing this, guys.
I mean, I believe they would put in pickleball paddles on these islands. They seem like they'd be into that.
So, but I guess, where, trivia question, yeah, do you know where Prince Edward Island is? I had to look it up.
Nobody does.
I was just like, just Google Epstein's Island, and I think it's that one.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it. You Google Island, they flag you.
So Prince Edward Island is like up in Canada.
I was actually going to say, I think it's in the north. Yeah.
I gave you an opportunity to prove that
I
you
know,
knew that. And
I know.
Yeah, so I guess we're going there. I don't know what goes down there or if they play pickleball at all. It's some sort of trafficking.
When are you going? It feels a little cold.
Hopefully in the summer.
Okay.
Like I said, I've been out of it. I'm not getting wrapped up in whatever they're trying to do over there.
Right.
Hey, I didn't want this. I didn't want this.
It's a big island, dude.
You want to do a kids camp on Prince? No.
No.
I'm not doing a kids camp on
Prince. I'm not doing that.
Prince Andrew's.
Why? They like pickleball.
So.
Like with the paddle. They literally the paddle. They're like, what? Doesn't involve paddle.
Paddle?
Okay.
No, we said kids camp.
Pickleball. Oh, silly us.
Well, that'll be fun on their island.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Adults only resort? What are we talking?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. Probably. That's a great answer.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know.
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure a couple.
You're not interested? I know where my parents are going, what they're doing.
You do?
Hmm.
I mean, I know they're excited. I do know it's like the island that is the closest to Venezuela. Granada, oh, that's what it is.
Oh, it's like its own country, isn't it?
So it has a resort.
Your dad's going to scope it out or something?
Scope it out.
Venezuela.
No. Yeah, they're going to a resort there. But I guess recently learned that there are some U.S. battleships down in the water around there now.
Oh, some sightseeing.
So,
I think you booked an excursion where you can shoot drug boats.
Yeah.
You can pound on the submarines in Spanish and say, open up.
Yeah, really beautiful. Out crystal clear water.
Every now and then the submarines submerge and filled with cocaine.
Yeah.
I was a little bit alarmed by that. I was like, maybe you shouldn't go there. And my dad said, I actually feel really safe going there now.
Surrounded by military boats. Like, Granada seems okay. you gotta work to get to Granada, right? Or even to like find a resort there. That seems interesting.
I think it's just a Sandals resort.
Well, good luck. You know the Sandals where I went to on my honeymoon? Oh, if I told you this, it's not Sandals in business.
Can't go wrong with Sandals.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about
they
that.
Shut it down.
That was in Bahamas?
Yeah. And Rachel and I are not surprised one bit that it shut down.
Oh no, I should have told them about that story.
They're going to a Sandals resort.
Did you get unlucky or does Sandals suck?
I guess the verdict is still out a little bit. I think ours was a very bad one. I'm sure there's good Sandals resorts, but...
Because my parents went to the one in St. Lucia, and they, like, loved it. And so that's why they rebooked there.
All right.
I've said this before, but I'm overwhelmed when say, hey, let's pick a beach resort. There's a million. How do you pick? I don't get how people pick any of these. A mountain to ski on. So many mountains.
Dude,
how do you pick? I don't know.
It's going to walk. There's so many options.
Yeah, exactly. Just forget. Just don't do any of it.
How do you know where to walk?
To stay at home.
Dude, you know
that's how I book stuff. I just Google ski mountain. First one pops up, I book it. I go, you win.
Yeah, that's SEO, how you do you literally win. Anything. That's kind of Google the first thing that comes
SEO,
up.
SEO, you guys won.
Yeah, that's how I do it. Airbnb, Palm Springs, book it.
Done.
Sleeps five. Good, I'm not even going to double check if it's a sofa or
you
something.
Guys, yeah, this was meant to be.
Yeah, great.
I'm a Christian man. I believe God's in control.
Yeah, and I saw one image. In front of me. It had a pool in the Airbnb listing.
Cool.
I'm in.
Five reviews, five stars.
Dude, how, this is going to be a very millennial conversation. How did anyone book a vacation before 1995? Like, think about this. What did you do to even, like, the whole process start to finish, like, hey, we should go on vacation. Okay, great. Where do you stay? How do you find the places to stay?
And you
there was only hotels.
You start asking around. You're like, what is even out there? Like, yeah, you can't look up.
Does anyone know what's out there?
Beach. Like, I heard of a friend of a friend said they went to this beach somewhere.
It's Cancun? Cancun? I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
I mean, they had maps.
And they go, okay, so maybe, but even then, like, did they use a map to get to Cancun?
I bet there's a beach right there.
Look at all that water.
Look at all the water. Got to be a beach. Cancun.
So
let's fly right into this Mexico. What I haven't read anything bad about Mexico, so let's stay in the city and explore around, and you never see Aunt Kathy again.
How did you do any of that?
It's alarming to think
you couldn't check
reviews.
It's
a different
of
world
anything?
It's insane to do anything.
Like, I want to go on a ski trip. You have to know someone who's already gone, right?
You call a guy who's like the travel guy.
And how do you get his number? Someone else had to know of him.
You go.
You wait for a commercial to come on TV. And you're like, thank God we go on vacation now.
I guess that's where you start. You go, let's go on vacation. You go, everyone, clear your schedule.
We're going to watch TV.
We're of a TV marathon until we get fed an ad.
Yeah.
And this is before algorithms, so you didn't know when it's coming.
It wasn't targeted.
And 3 a.m., someone has an eye half open. They go, did you ever wake up? Wake up!
Write down.
The number down. Like, hey, did you get it? No, I missed it.
I was doing first three. You were doing last four.
Can't rewind it. And then you got to do it again the next weekend.
They probably watched The Price is Right in the Showcase Showdown. Was like what they were doing for family vacation.
Yes.
All right, we'll do this, I guess. They sent her on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had travel agents, probably.
Okay.
How do you find them?
Where? When? How do you find them?
You go downtown.
You go, drive around. Go cruising.
You look in the local you look bar, in the phone around. You look in the phone book and you go travel agents. You find them. You call them. Hey, do you know where?
Phone book. We're talking like 1500s.
You said 1995.
No, wow, you missed this whole bit. Yeah.
We've been on horses for this whole thing.
I thought you were opting out because 1500s, you weren't allowed to talk.
Yeah, I figured.
So I thought you were in on it in that way.
It was a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to use the phone book.
Did you guys use the phone book a bunch? I thought using the phone book was so fun.
Yeah, for sure. You just could look up people's numbers. They were.
Yeah. You would highlight all your friends. I would do that so I could find them quicker.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's so. I think of that all the time of. Just like now, even like 10 years ago, when you'd go international, like your phone, you kind of couldn't use. Yeah. And it was this really like, we got to prepare. And now you can just use it anywhere. I mean, you don't have to prepare for anything ever at all.
Even China, which like they warn you over and over. And so I'm like, oh, I guess I'll get this VPN. I'll get this as a backup. I never turned it on. Even in China, my phone worked just fine.
You just click international, you know, or I think it's built in on most. Like, when you go international, you just kind of use it.
Yeah.
So crazy.
I think about just like my parents dating, which is not that long ago, 1987. My dad had to say, I'll meet you here at this time. And then my mom just had to be like, okay, great. Sounds good.
And you know what? People would do it.
Yeah.
Does
no one bailed.
Now,
yeah.
You could never in a million years. Anytime I agree to anything, I mean, people follow just confirming later today. And it kind of bothers me, but I get it.
Yeah.
But back then I wish we could go back to that a little bit. We say, I'd like to take you on a date Friday at 7 p.m. at Rodney's Burgers. And you just wouldn't talk to him for 3 days and you'd just arrive there.
And if they're 10 minutes late, you're going through it just thinking they stood me up. I have no way of contacting them.
You're not sitting there on a phone, right? You're just sitting in Rodney's just twiddling your thumbs going.
Just thinking about, I wonder what's below us. Mexico, maybe?
Mexico. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't have an anxiety disorder. You're just sitting there like,
This one's nice.
She's either standing me up or she died. This place is nice.
I feel like you wouldn't. Nice.
Do. Yeah, that's all you do. They do that all the time back then.
Wow.
We don't do that anymore. You never hear a guy going,
Yeah, only our toddlers.
See, they're free.
Yeah, they are. They're not constrained by a phone.
It's the time of year where we're going to eat. Oh, I can't wait to eat. I love eating.
You do love
so
eating.
So much. It's so much fun. There's so many different things you can eat.
Good point.
You know what's often about eating? Because I love delicious things. Well, what? You got to cook this whole thing. You get everything out. Mess. Annoying. Or, okay,
I'll order the chicken.
Order delicious food to the house. That's expensive.
Dehoove the bowl.
I found a solution. Every plate. Proud sponsor of the podcast. It's our go-to dinner solution for when we want something delicious, but we're busy. We don't want to spend too much money. It's the affordable, low-stress way to cook great meals while balancing work, family, social life, and budgets. They have 35-plus weekly choices to tailor from for your family's preferences with
That's
their
amazing.
Recipes. Yeah. We love the Mexican street corn hash. Thomas loves that one.
I'm hungry.
Three
right
out
now.
Of four
Sounds
customers
good.
Say every plate encourages kids to try new foods. 94%
that's huge.
Say it reduces mealtime stress and conflict. 98% say every plate makes dinner planning less stressful. Sound good, ladies? Mental load.
It sounds so
moment
great.
Of silence for the mental load. Katie, tell them the offer.
The offer is that if you try every plate and get $2.99 per meal.
Let's try it again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say dollar sign.
If you
Not
try.
If you. Try it.
Try every plate and you get $2.99 per meal.
$2.99 per meal.
On your first box. Plus free steak for a month.
Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TreySteak to claim your offer. That's code TreySteak. We've had their steak. It's freaking good at everyplate.com/podcast to get $2.99 per meal on your first box plus free steak for a month.
Do it for me, guys. Do what I can't.
Exactly. Wow. Offers vary by plan. One free 10-ounce serving of steak per box for 4 weeks with active subscription. Ditch the dinner time dilemmas with every plate. We use it. You'll love it. Merry Christmas.
I got to see some old people using a phone today. It really brought a lot of joy to me. I was up at Chicken to Pickle. I played a little pickleball this morning, and there was a threesome of old ladies. I mean, like, obviously pickleball is a stereotype of being old, but this is like even pretty old for pickleball. And I think their fourth stood them up. Rita. Was nowhere to be found. They were worried about Rita. And as they were playing,
like her.
Rita would call. And so then they would all stop and they would all gather around the phone to listen to Rita. And there were just, I think, some communication. Rita was like permanently under a bridge or something. Rita? Rita? Rita, it's us. It's Judith and Lydia. Rita? And they're just yelling at each other.
Oh my
god. And it was really sweet. And Rita did show up. She about 45 minutes late, but she got there and they
it's
were
like
so
Rita,
nice. Though. I know, that wasn't like her. It was great.
Yeah, you get old enough. They probably do really wonder, did she die or is she late?
Yeah.
What technology are we going to? Because it happened. It seems to happen to most old people. What is it? Ours will be like the robot maids doing the chores where.
We're a little clunky with the holograms.
Yeah, we're kind of like, hey. Or like we hit them.
Yeah,
we don't really do that.
Kids are like, well, that's very problematic, Grandpa. I'm like, what do you mean? It's just a robot. Who can...
That's actually a great prediction.
Yeah.
Because I would hit a robot.
Oh, sure.
But our grandkids probably wouldn't hit a robot.
No, right. They'd be so used to it. Like, this thing's helping us. That's robot
like...
hate. Stop. They're like doing a protest somewhere. Like, yeah. Stop robot hate.
Yeah, we gave it a name.
Like, dude, but we didn't even have these things. And now...
And they're going to be like, Grandma, the robot can do it. I'm like, no, I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be big. Yeah, robots.
Well, I was fine before that clanker was.
Hey, don't use the hard C.
He doesn't have any feelings, all right? He's created. Why are you so protective of this circuit junkie?
And then it punches you back because it's learned self-defense because everyone in the country will learn self-defense.
Yeah. It's like lightning fast.
Yeah.
Oh, you dang tin skin.
Yeah, that feels like they wouldn't like that. Yeah.
You bucket of bolts.
That's Thomas's newest phrase. He's heard in like a train show instead of being like, oh, darn, or oh, whatever. The train says, oh, bolts.
Oh, bolts.
He's been saying that?
And he's been saying that. Oh, oh. Bolts.
No, oh, bolts it.
Oh, bolts.
It makes no sense.
I That's met this great. New Zealand girl the other day, and she looked at somebody. She's like, oh, you've got heaps of followers. I like the word heaps. That's my new word. I'll start throwing in bolts as well.
Yeah, they say heaps. They say keen.
Yeah.
Which is a cool word we don't use.
They have a lot of like cute words. Like instead of, they could just say breakfast, but they say brekkie instead.
They do make it cute.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Brekkie? Heaps. But yeah, I like heaps.
Like a gas station's a servo. A servo.
Afternoon is Arvo.
Arvo.
Yeah.
It's all fun.
It's all fun.
Am I going to get heaps of presents this year?
Heaps of presents.
That was a little too like British.
That was pretty good. Turn me on.
What?
Heaps of hormones.
I thought you would. You know what?
What?
I thought you might thought that was like cute of me or flattered. I'm attracted to you. I don't care who knows it. So now what? Does that make you uncomfortable? Let's try this again. Because last episode we did this.
Oh, yeah. Front pockets.
And she, I like the, okay. We did this last episode. We compliment each other for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's comments saying, you know, Trey was nice. He complimented you and you just made fun of me for 30 seconds.
I thought that's what we were doing.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, what does affirmation mean?
We're doing a weekly affirmation exercise so you can improve. I will start to make it easier for you. Derek, is there a 30-second timer? You'd pull up.
This segment.
In the meantime, I'm going to try to condense it to 30 seconds. Because in my brain, I have so many things.
Heaps of words.
Heaps of words. Man, this is delightful. I thought, you know what? Last episode of the year. Which, by the way, guys, sorry, there will not be a December 31st episode. Everyone's gone with family. Let's face it, the data shows this year after year. No one's listened to that episode anyway. You guys are busy, so we'll see you back in the new year, last episode of the year. But we'll still do a Patreon episode on December 31st. So if you're missing us that bad, Patreon, we are like, if we haven't hit it already, we probably have, but patreon.com/TreyKennedy, it's 50% off with the code HALFOFF, no space, HALFOFF. Derek, when you're ready.
Sorry, I clicked on a random YouTube one and it was Mission Impossible.
No, I like that, actually.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, it's impossible for Katie to do this.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, pause it. I want hers to be that. I want mine to be beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that fits. Mm-hmm. And you got to earn the beautiful music.
Oh.
This what I'm about to say might bring a tear to your eye.
It's called Enough with the Laughs. Let's do some words of AF. There's like a jingle coming soon. We're working on it. A lot of harmony.
Yeah, but we will.
Jake, if you could just like text me a few ideas, and then it'll kind of like help me out.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
What?
What'd you say?
Huh?
I didn't hear you. My basic wine was
bubbling in your ears.
In my ears.
Wow, extra bubbly.
Okay.
30, 29,
80,
28, 27, 26.
You are the most beautiful one I've ever laid eyes on. 23, 22, the way your 20, eyebrows are formed 18, are, I think, really cool. 15, I love your natural, non-dyed hair. It's majestic AF, if I 10, may cuss.
9,
and
8, 7,
you are the most 6, strong, 5,
4,
kind-hearted,
3, 2,
patient person 1, I've ever known. I love you 6. So much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the weird eyebrow comment.
My turn.
Okay.
Hit it.
Trey, your hair is really nice. It looks very thick and luscious.
Yes.
On your beard, your head, and your body. I love your personality. You are very funny. You have so much fun with our kids, and you make all of us laugh every day, and you are very attractive, and you are really good at setting the vibe at places.
Thanks so much.
I feel like we came a long way from last week. Yeah, actually sent it to our group chat.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. It goes, ding. Jake Triplett. Mainly hair-related stuff would probably go a long way. Head on my head, not... I don't
all
love
over
the hair everywhere else.
Your that's, back, toes.
I thought that was manly.
Do women think that? Women don't care. What? No, genuinely, what does a woman think when you're, you know, you're 30 years old. Let's say you're 30 and single. Oh, there's some other hot 30 single guys here. And he takes his shirt off.
Oh, we're at the pool.
There's not a single hair on his chest or arms or belly. Is that cool? Is that good? Or is that weird? Or does that not matter?
He kind of has to be like in really good shape.
Yeah, you better be a swimmer. You better have a swim cap on.
Really?
I think if they're like built enough, you'd probably be distracted by that. You wouldn't notice the other stuff.
But you're saying it's a little strange?
If just like
any... Like a naked mole rat?
Yeah, if any guy just showed up just totally hairless everywhere.
I'm saying naturally. Not that you can tell they shave. They're just one of these guys. They didn't get any hair. Oh,
naturally?
Yeah.
Then it probably doesn't look that weird. If that's like...
No, I'm asking you. I don't...
Yeah.
I hardly even look. But let me tell you though, is it guy with my amount of chest hair or guy with absolutely zero chest hairs naturally? Which two girls?
I have zero chest hairs.
Right, yeah.
Need to compare.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. Can you guys take your shirt off? And like
Does a girl have a strong opinion on that? Genuinely curious.
I've never heard a girl.
Yeah, y'all don't even.
We don't really talk about things like that, so.
Genuinely curious.
Yeah.
Myself, when you're in high school, I was asked, do I shave my legs? And there wasn't a right answer to that.
Right.
Like, either if I say no, it's because I haven't hit that mark yet in my life. If I say yes, then why are you shaving your legs? There's no, yeah.
Ooh. I did.
Lose.
It is. But the back here is a pretty renowned.
That's
bummer.
A pretty big no.
Yeah. That's okay. Too bad.
Yeah, it's because I do.
I remember being a kid. Did you ever do that? Look in the mirror because I was a late bloomer. Come on, where are they?
I remember like wanting some because the other guys had it, but also like, let's not get carried away here. I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to be disgusting. I don't want to be an ape.
Yeah, because I felt fine about my hair. And then I remember like late high school, I started getting the chest hair, but then it started really coming. And then I started to get like bullied.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Too much, too fast.
Ooh.
I have a weird amount.
I don't think you do. I've seen people with more.
Who?
Evil? Chewbacca.
Yeah.
The guy from Planet of the Apes.
But what's kind of weird about you, though, is that
Greek guy.
You do have a lot, but usually people who have like a lot of chest hair and stuff have like these really burly
They're
eyebrows.
Just hairy everywhere.
And you don't.
What is that? Is it the other guys, that one character in that movie? The Arnie Palmy alert. He's like, I bet you think because of the beard that I'm hairy. Shaved.
Just like the first thing he says to people, yeah. Shaved. Thank you for the kind words.
Mm-hmm.
You said you have fun with the kids. One of your compliments was describing that I have fun.
You like sports?
You like sports? Yeah. Just a desire I have.
You eat food.
Yeah. You like pizza.
You brush your teeth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How does Trey set the vibe? What was that referring to?
He's just good at... I would never like light a candle or change the lights or like last night we were going to like watch a Christmas movie. So he like turned the fire on and kind of get the living room cleaned up and just made it a vibe.
Rachel's
and
all about the vibe. It would never cross my mind. Really.
It doesn't really. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every morning, Christmas music.
It's great.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to watch another Christmas movie tonight. We watched the
Champagne Problems
on Netflix.
Very good.
Good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Give us a little review.
I mean, good for what that kind of movie is.
Okay. It's a good movie. Right.
I thought it was genuinely good. But
businesswoman works for a wine conglomerate. We need you to go to Paris. Wouldn't you know it? It's around the Christmas time.
Oh, no.
To go close the deal so we can acquire this centuries-old, beautiful, majestic champagne wine vineyard in Champagne, France.
Got it. Heavy on the champagne.
No problem. She's there. She runs into a hot guy immediately. And I called it. And I'm not ruining it because it's all the same. You know what? I called the student because she had them fall. She had, this is the textbook here. Either they fall in love later, you hate them at the front and you fall in love later, or you fall in love immediately and then it's like, wait, he was actually my dad's, he's my brother? They don't write it like that, but it's a gotcha.
Okay.
So she falls in love immediately. I said, I bet Katie, I bet he works for the vineyard he's trying to buy. Wouldn't that be a uh-oh? And when you know it. And it's just, I love these movies because you would think, if you go over there and you've like fall in love with this person, you spend this whirlwind night with them, and the next day they happen to work for the company you're trying to buy, I feel like you'd only be like, heck yes, I'm in now. But they write it as if they're like, oh, we hate each other now. Awkward.
It's also just so unrealistic that you would spend an entire evening together and never once say, what do you have going on tomorrow?
It turns out they both had similar things.
They did they on that her, a little bit. On her behalf, but not on his behalf.
What do you have going on tomorrow?
They said that.
That's a great question.
I'm going to fight back on this.
What, they pinky promised they weren't going to talk about work?
He had said, I'm dreaming of. Well, it's fair. Like, he kind of covered his. He's like, I'm dreaming of opening up a bookstore one day.
Right, but he never said what he did right now. Right.
And then she's like, I pinky promised my sister I would go enjoy Paris and not talk about work, which has worked for the movie. But imagine going on a date with a girl. Like, we just met, getting to know you. So what do you do for work? I pinky promised, I couldn't tell.
I'd be like, what do you do?
Okay, weirdo. Just
locked my lips, threw away the key. Can't talk about work.
My little sister promised me to go to Paris and have fun.
Well, what was your family like? Oop, made a separate pinky promise to someone else. They wouldn't talk about that either. Mm-hmm. So what else you got?
It's actually, it's an open case. There's criminal activity.
I made a pinky promise to the government that I wouldn't talk about it. I'm in witness protection right now.
I'm here for 6 to 8 months. But we really enjoyed it. And what's tonight? Oh, dude, this is so good. Did you see? Oh, you saw what?
No, go ahead.
The Dancing with the Stars. Okay, we talked about her. She's doing the Christmas movie now.
Okay.
Did you look up who it is?
Pull up Instagram, please. Go to her Instagram. Her name is Whitney Levitt. Leave it. I think you'll find it. So she posted a little, and I saw this in the comments, Jake, too. And when Katie said it just a couple hours ago, I just immediately was like, you 80-year-old woman.
I read a comment, so click, and I just believed it.
Click this up. Yep, yeah, that, yeah.
This one?
Yep. Who do you think that guy is?
Oh, that looks like Tom Hardy, kind of, from behind.
Okay, but do you think it's Tom Hardy?
Probably not.
She goes, dude, she's really big time. She's doing a Christmas movie with Chris Evans. I go,
it looks just like
80-year-old boomer. I go, you think Superman's doing a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Yeah, that's why I was like, obviously it's not going to be what do you mean? The guy who is Bane.
I don't know.
And then people were, people commenting like, no way, is that Chris Evans? And people were commenting like, I doubt it.
It is funny because that angle looks just like him.
I'm so excited.
I looked
at
the guy who it's with.
When am I going to get cast in one?
Wow, Chris Evans.
They couldn't call me? What are the, someone said Chris Evans.
And she replied, I need to touch grass.
I need to
touch.
So a girl commented, whoa, Chris Evans. Someone immediately corrected her. No, that's Jesse
Cove.
And then she said, I need to touch grass. That's good self-awareness. Katie, you do need to touch grass a little more often.
Well.
And I mean that as if it's my fault you don't more. I mean, you need to. I told you this Friday, whatever you want day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about what you're going to do?
I have a few.
So I got the kids all day. Go.
I have a few plans. I need to.
Trampoline park.
I'm doing that tomorrow, actually, with the kids.
All right. Yeah, get your bounce on.
I booked a facial. I also...
There you go.
Have a few shopping things I'm going to do, like personal, like fun shopping, like some makeup I want to buy at two different stores. I might book a workout class.
Wow, this is quite the day.
That's all I've gotten so far.
All right.
Happy for you. All right, let's get to correct opinions. Holy cow, what was mine? Oh.
I can go.
You go.
My correct opinion is that when you are a child waking up for Christmas, you should wake your parents up at like 6 a.m. to open presents.
Okay.
That is like what...
You're a kid. It's Christmas.
Yes.
You're a kid. There's no
rules.
What do
you expect?
You should be like...
Are you adding the parents right now? Like, shouldn't complain?
Yeah.
I think
so,
a little bit. I'm with you.
I'm encouraging children, like, you should do this.
We have a lot of child listeners.
I was like the second of five, and I was like the one waking up some of my brothers to be like, especially my oldest and the brother right under me be like, we still have like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old brother. Like, wake up. Let's
make this really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of sad for me to think about like a 6-year-old girl waking up and it's Christmas. And then her dad's like, we're not doing Christmas till 8:30.
It is. There's something hilarious to like gaslighting your child into thinking there's a magical fat man that's coming down our chimney to bring you presents. Like a child fully believes that. And then you're like, what are you doing up so early? Go back to bed.
Yeah. She's like,
it's like, what?
Well, there's this guy who can travel the world in a night.
He ate the cookies. I want to see him eat the cookies.
This is unbelievable what you're telling me.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, our rule was like, we could open stockings immediately, but we had to eat some kind of breakfast before we opened up the rest of our presents.
That's fair.
So when I was probably 6, I woke up at like 4 a.m. and went downstairs and started making breakfast so that I could tell my mom that I had already eaten breakfast.
Hey, I had my breakfast. Wow. And I'm sure like the intentions are like, let's make sure they get some good food in you because you might not eat for a while. And the good food was like, you know, honey, you know.
I mean, we were appreciate like cinnamon sugar. Rolls. Yeah. Yeah. But it was more so probably for them to be like, okay, stocking's exciting. Okay, let's get some coffee and like.
Oh, I see.
Good correct opinion. Man, I'm excited because Derek, you have a 5-year-old?
6-year-old.
Yep. 6-year-old. So she's going nuts, right?
We had to wake her up last year, actually. And
And
we were ones that we woke up before the sun came up on Christmas. That was the only day we ever woke up early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of want that with them too.
Mm. But she's excited. She's all fired up.
Yeah. I think this year it'll be very early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. I think Thomas is getting there, but I feel like next year will be the real unlocking of he'll be almost
running
4
down the stairs.
Were you guys like we had to wait on the stairs until all of us were awake and go down together?
Yeah,
they
would just yell, wait. Yeah. And then it was this cruel, like, we'll stop on the stairs. We have to do our annual photo shoot.
Yep.
You know, it's my like someone's got a camcorder. No one's ever seen this footage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's back there. Yeah.
There's a tripod footage of every Christmas that we have.
Yep. Tripod?
Yeah.
And then finally we were unleashed and we'd run. Ah! Santa! My correct opinion is, also when it comes to Christmas, my Christmas correct opinion is that we need to go back to the classic way of gift giving. I don't know what I'm getting. We've ruined it. What do you want, man? Send me a link. Oh, my mom just, what do you want? She just wraps the Amazon box. I delivered. Here's exactly what I want. And then it's just, at some point, you go, what's even the point of this? Gift cards. We need to go back to, someone asked me what I want for Christmas. I go, you tell me. Isn't that your job? I want to be totally surprised. Man, maybe it's not exactly what my favorite thing, what I want, but that's the risk you take. Doing gifts.
That's what we're doing. That's what we've been doing.
That's right.
For Christmas.
I have no idea what you're getting me. We need to go back to that.
I am so 100% with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we're all adults, I can buy myself anything I want at any time. This is the one time a year where you might get me something I didn't know I wanted. Right. Go crazy.
And you're
not going to tell you exactly what I want.
And you like thought through, like someone thought about you and thought, you know, I bet they would really like this. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And even if it's bad, you get to learn like, wow, I'm related to a total idiot. And like, that's fun too.
When would I wear mittens? Yeah. Okay. Cool gift, dude.
Yeah. Hey, I would have never guessed. And that's kind of fun too.
And then next thing you know, you're going to a Chiefs game in January. You're thinking, where's those mittens at? That's a pretty good gift, actually. It's pretty cold outside.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
I'm on an island with my in-laws on this exact same. I'm the crazy one for saying like, hey, can we just not send the same list to each other?
Stay
like,
strong.
Yeah, okay.
Stay strong, man. Keep fighting the good fight. Cause I think I'm hoping we're going to have a regression back to that. Cause it's just been kind of ruined. The magic's been gone. It was fun to sit down with 4 gifts and you go, genuinely, I don't know what's in these.
Oh yeah. I try to keep alive the idea of like a surprise gift, maybe to a fault. I mean, it would be easy for me to tell my mom which color of scarf Rachel would want. And I could easily ask Rachel, hey, do you have a difference between, you know, black, tan, but I don't. Like, mm-hmm. It's all a surprise. I want my mom to surprise Rachel. I don't want to know anything.
What I've done, which has been kind of nice and maybe a nice baby step for you, Derek, is I give a website. So I have a favorite website that's like a curated men's website. So I say,
Facebookmarketplace.com.
Well, yeah, I'm more specific where it's, you know, it's like I sometimes buy stuff off there, and it's for men, and they curate cool products.
They have clothes. They have
shoes, clothes, belts, drinkware, kitchen stuff, knives, whatever, men's stuff. And so that's a nice middle ground where you go, just give me something off this website.
That is
and
a so good it is stepping a total stone.
Surprise, but they're not so overwhelmed, I guess, or I trust the website. Pretty much everything on there is like somewhat cool.
Yeah, give them a website, give them a store.
Sure.
That's a good idea.
Tell them, yeah. Hey, you say, no matter anything in acai bowl land.
Acai bowl land, yep. Anything from the mall.
Did you guys ever
Annie Ann's pretzel.
Get a gift from your parents that they were like really excited about and you like didn't like?
Oh, probably.
Like when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Saxophone. No saxophone lessons. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it.
No saxophone.
Like, I guess I'll teach myself.
I don't play this.
Mine, for some reason, I probably remember because I'm such a people pleaser and I feel like I like made my mom so sad that I didn't like it. It was like this like sweater. I was probably in elementary school.
Ew, gross.
And I already loved clothes at that time. And so she was like so excited to give me this cool sweater. And I was like, this is so ugly.
Oh, jeez.
And probably not that mean, but I was like, And she was like, I just thought you were really going to like this. And I just like remember it so much.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, brutal.
Yeah.
Well, that's Christmas. Bring it back.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt's opinion, then we'll get to the Patreon.
My Kurt's opinion is if I'm standing somewhere, let's say I'm boarding an airplane and I got my backpack on, and then you're behind me in line and you get so close to me that you are now touching my bag, I should be able to punch you in the face real quick. Yes. Why do you need to be this close to me? Are you not uncomfortable? Your chest is on my bag.
So weird.
You feel it. I mean, 2 out of 3 flights, you feel a little bit of like,
exactly. I go,
why do you, where
easy,
are you going?
Dude.
Okay. I agree. But Trey, you don't touch people's backpacks, but
Thank you.
You get really close to people. Way closer to
I apply pressure, but I don't touch them.
Way closer to people in a lot of scenarios that
yeah,
I'm like
press.
Like
yeah. You cause a turnover.
He's man always like speed up walk. And I'm like, I'm not gonna walk that close to someone. You
no,
like
you're
to,
the other extreme. It's like, come on. No, there's a balance where you gotta let the people behind you know, hey, I'm doing my part.
I wish they were going faster.
I never touch I keep a buffering
I know you
zone.
Touch
some of these
them,
people
but...
you move back like 3 inches and you're like
and you're hitting someone.
I'm like, what? Give me a little bit of room. That's good. I like
yeah,
that.
My bag gets touched a lot. I don't like that.
How long is this happen?
Right at 50.
Okay. We'll get to the Patreon. After this, we have a fun special interview. This is a very funny comedian. His name's Mal Hall. I met him.
Oh, my Mal. We were talking about that earlier.
Hmm. Yeah, he must be from
one of those five.
One of those three.
Mm-hmm.
Mal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana will confirm it, I'm mm-hmm. sure. And he's the opener for Angela Johnson, who we had on the podcast. I met him when I did a spot on her show. Great guy, parent as well, dad of 3 kids, I believe is what he said. Busy man, and he's doing the thing. He just released his first ever special, so go check it out on YouTube this holiday season. We're gonna know him a little bit now. Check it out. Listen, short little interview. He's he fits right in with the crew. You'll love what all his takes and what he has to say. And then we'll continue on Patreon. Like we said, it's half off right now. So go if you want another episode this week and next week and every week next year. Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Merry Christmas. Katie, give them the final send off.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Yeah, that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
does that work?
Yeah, that'll work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I forgot a gift.
It's Christmas Eve. What are you going to do?
Well, mountains are pretty limited, aren't they?
Nothing you could buy would ship in time.
No.
Is there something you can get that doesn't include shipping?
Yeah, proud sponsor of this podcast, Function Health. You've heard us talk about it.
Oh my gosh, that's
smart.
A good idea.
I'm not kidding. If you're screwed right now and you need a gift, I know someone listening is. You idiot. You Christmas fool. We have your solution. Give the gift of health. Function Health. You've heard us talk about it. We've given it to our parents. We've done it. You go get tested at a place near you. And you get to see 160 plus biomarkers of your health, your hormones, your heart health, your inflammation, stress, whatever. This is a gift that helps that loved one in your life understand their health and make informed decisions all year. So here you go. Last minute, you got it. We have an offer for you. It's usually like $500. They're running a deal for $365, and we got a deal for $25 off of that.
Katie, that's more than a dollar a year, right? That's what you were saying last time.
It is a little bit more than a dollar a year, but less than a dollar a day.
All right, you do the math.
Tell them the deal, Katie.
Yep. The deal is go
is that
to
one highlighted right there.
Go to www.functionhealth.com.
She loves to read the www.functionhealth.com/Trey.
Or use gift code TREY25 for a $25 credit towards your membership.
Own your health for $365 a year. That's a dollar a day. And less with our code. Learn more and join using our link. Once again, functionhealth.com/Trey or use code TREY25. Ladies and gentlemen, Mal Hall.
He's here.
Ooh, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys. How cold
thanks for
is
coming
it
on
there?
It's actually today is not too bad. It was like in the high 40s.
Let's go.
I love
all
it.
Right. And sunny.
You're in San Diego,
really
right?
I'm in San Diego.
Already bragging. He's like
so sorry.
But you were here recently in Kansas City performing. What'd you think?
I got to say that I was in Kansas City twice in a week, okay? And the first part of that week, I felt so bad for you guys. I have no idea. Like, Chicago is expected to be cold. Kansas City, I don't know why in my head I didn't expect it to be colder than Chicago. I almost died when I was there.
And, oh, wow.
God bless you guys.
It is amazing when you do the road, so often I just kind of go off a gut feeling with my packing. It's like, why don't we check the weather?
Yeah. Or you probably don't have a coat that's like thick enough for like the freezing cold.
You know, I rent one. I rent one for when I come to places that have winter. I was in Denver last week and I paid the money to rent the coat. And
who's your coat rent guy? Where are
Burlington
you finding
coat,
this kid?
Burlington Coat Factory. They actually
like a 3-day coat rental.
Wow, that's so
honestly
so San Diego. He's
Nordstrom
coat.
Does it too.
Nordstrom is a coat rental, and they don't know. I just wear the coat and then tag on.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was exactly. Like, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I feel like
before.
This is the tip of the iceberg. This guy does some sketchy stuff on some weird stores. He's like, oh, iPhones are rentable. You go to get him at Best Buy, return him in 5 days.
I'm fully kidding you guys. I bought one coat for when I go to the Midwest and the East Coast, and I hope I don't outgrow it. I bought it in a 2X so I can grow into it.
I love it. Yeah, well, Kansas City was fun. You know, we had Angela on the pod, and that was super cool. She let me hop on the show, so that's where I met you. You killed it. Do you have a good night? What'd you make of that Kansas City crowd?
I thought it was
fun. They're a good crowd, man.
I thought you and I were remarkably the same guy in different shades, you know, like two young dads, you know what I mean? But and just
commiserating.
Like, not as, you know, not as rosy disposition as most parents our age. That's sort of how I would describe it.
Totally. Just opening up with two just angry dads, really.
Two angry dads. Wait, how many kids do you have?
I have three. I have a 6-year-old son, 3-year-old daughter, 1-year-old son. And so
let's go.
We are in the trenches right now.
He's doing it.
For sure.
Fun. He's doing it. They're across the yard right now.
I pride myself on being a little bit old school. So I don't let the kids do any streaming, but I did purchase at a thrift store. Do you remember when I feel like we're the same age, Trey? But they used to have like the NBA hardwood series, like the above the rim, below the rim sort of basketball highlight. Gosh. I just put that DVD on for my son, the below the rim part one. And I was like, I'll be back in about 20 minutes. Learn how to make a layup, son. And then
bring out the Pistol Pete Maravich, like homework basketball.
Yeah.
Watch how fast he can.
The air up there, the Michael Jordan one, like I have all
that
those,
one's great.
All those DVDs, and so my kids are being raised in the early 90s, and they have no idea.
I love that.
I love it. I loved you've had a bit I've thought of because we just flew with our kids. What you were like, you know, these parents have their daughter on the plane. Like, let's you're gonna learn how to walk on the plane.
Yeah.
And And then everyone around is like, congrats, you just made us hate your child. Like, yeah. Your child along. Because I'm doing that with my son, like, walk on the plane. But simultaneously, I'll randomly, like, grab him like he's a
like a dog puppy or dog. Something, and, like, well,
faster, you know, I'm not about to piss everyone off behind me. It's tough traveling with kids.
It is pretty crazy, like, how, you know, unaware of, just unaware period that our generation is when it comes to parenting, because we do love our kids so much and we're trying to do our best, but it's like every once in a while, pick your head up and look around, you know, there's 500 other passengers here trying to get to Atlanta. So maybe pick up your child and walk to the back of the plane with some dignity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're probably gonna be kicking and screaming, but you know, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. If people see you putting in the effort, it's like I mean, we're all adults. It's like I've never, you know, kids are gonna cry, you know, that's part of the deal. But you know, let's teach our kids to move it along in society. My wife and I actually booked, my sister lives in Portugal, and so in April we're gonna, my entire family, fly from the West Coast to Lisbon to see them. And I will tell you, I am, you know, I'm just getting mentally prepared for what that's going to be like, having a one-year-old child on lap on a 11 and a half hour flight, you know?
Is it LA to Portugal or San Diego, Portugal?
LA, direct? So LA to Lisbon direct. And jeez. Then, And so, so that'll, you know, that might become 20 minutes. Who knows?
I mean, that,
yeah, they might get a lot of material.
You know, the good thing about flying with kids is that you will get there. That's what I say in my head every time, is that you will eventually land. It's not like driving where there's like an option to stop. You're like, we're going. There's no.
Yeah. They go, your three-year-old's going, I want to get off. You go, yeah, try.
Yeah, like you. So.
It's the best. You're like, no, literally.
There is an ending. Yeah.
What's the longest flight you guys have done with your kids?
We did, when Thomas was 10 months old, we did Sydney to Houston, which was 17 Australia hours. Run
when our kid was, we had one and he was 9 months.
Okay.
Which was very doable. It was like the prime age.
He wasn't walking yet.
He wasn't walking yet.
And so that was,
it was overnight. You know, but
you're so naive. You're going, yeah, dude, I could sell a few tickets in Australia. Why not?
Honestly, he did really good.
Kid, and it was like really fine. And then we took both to Hawaii.
Okay.
And that was
still okay. We're going to Hawaii in January with the two, and now they're like both toddlers. Mm-hmm. That's where it's getting a little dicey.
I really, I don't know.
That one's gonna be
Have you considered, you know, just a nice little Benadryl cocktail?
People have suggested it.
It's time.
But the
the pediatrician said it's, you know, that's totally chill, but you should definitely have a test run, because for some kids, the Benadryl gives them, you know, energy, and that's the opposite of what we need.
I've heard that before.
Oh, I bet we should try. I really should. I bet my life. Our son will get energy. Know it. We'll be up all night.
Yeah.
But okay, we're having you on for, obviously, because you're hilarious. We met, and I'm glad to have you on. But you have your very first special, right?
Yeah, my debut 1 hour special came out with 800 Pound Gorilla in October. It's called What Are We Doing Today, and it's it represents 3 years of work. As you know, it's like, you know, these specials aren't easy to write, and I self-produced this one, so I saved for 2 years while, you know, supporting a family and got this special together. It's a clean hour of comedy. It's sort of, you know, my point of view, kind of what you're hearing here, and in a very planned out fashion. It's awesome. I love it.
Good, man. Yeah, go watch it. And
where can we watch it at?
So it's on YouTube, but I bought the URL malhalltv.com to make it easier.
Look out.
To just find
this is man.
Malhalltv.com. It'll go pull the special right up. And easy. And like I said, it's appropriate. So you can watch it with your entire family.
Yep. Cosign. You really can. Awesome. It's funny. It's clean. And so, because people still don't really know, like, And I didn't know when they first told me. I'm like, yeah, I'll just fund a special. What, like, yeah. Do you know a guy? Like, yeah, we know a guy. He'll do it for you. $100,000. I'm like, what? And now, you know, I have no idea what you spent, but it is. It's tens of thousands of dollars. It's like a huge bet on yourself. So congrats, man. And it's bet. Definitely, I saw you live and we watched it. We enjoyed it. So go watch it, y'all.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. How do you know Angela? Angela Johnson.
So Angela and I met near the beginning of my career. So when I was touring colleges and had moved to LA, I was just doing a random spot at the Improv, and we met and exchanged numbers, and she had me slowly like come out and do guest spots on her, you know, very successful live stand-up shows, very sold out shows. And now that I've been her main support act for close to 10 years now, which has been amazing. I've, you know, been around the world with her doing stand-up and sort of being a part of her machine, which is pretty great. And now I'm with the special and a lot of the hard work and determination, I'm starting a headline on my own and learning how hard it is to sell tickets. So definitely a luxury being on her tour.
We were just talking about it, like just literally 10 minutes ago, like my tickets, like we were talking, I wish you could, this would be crazy to do, but like go to each person that's ever been to your show and be like, would you fill out a survey, please? Like, how likely are you to recommend this to somebody? How likely are you to come? Because you can't, I go, oh, I sold this many tickets in Cleveland this time. I sold this many 3 years ago. Why? How?
Yeah.
Good and bad. I don't get it.
Kind of no rhyme or reason either, especially, you know, at the level, it's like we have our definite, our community, we have those fans that are true fans that are coming to everything, but it's like, you know, why can I sell out 3 shows 1 week, like 1 year, and then come back and it's like, do you want to subtract the show? I know.
Exactly. It's so bizarre. I had one weird city on tour where I just sold like twice as many tickets, and then another, the other's like way less. I go, was there an event tonight? Yeah, it's wild. Mm-hmm. But
and it's always super comfortable too when the club is like, oh yeah, you know, it was great last weekend. You know,
this has been a nice break. It's been a breather.
Yeah. The waitresses are glad you're here because it gave them a little break. They were slammed last weekend.
We're calling this weekend a breather. So thank you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Much
thank you. Wow. Anytime.
That's funny.
Dang, dude. All right. So, Correct Opinions podcast. We've been through our correct opinions this episode. Do you have a correct opinion?
So I have two. So I have one sort of for the season that we're in. I don't know when this airs, but
this is going to come out Christmas Eve, like next week. Yeah. So if Christmas idea hits you, go. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I would say Christmas related. So I'm out here. I'm insulated from my kids. So I'm all about Christmas in front of the kids, 'cause I don't want to ruin their childhood, but I am a Grinch. I really resonate with Dr. Seuss's Grinch. And I would say my correct opinion is that we don't need any more Christmas songs or albums. I think, you know, Bing Crosby has it figured out. Frank Sinatra has it figured out. I don't need any more Christmas movies. Elf is the latest. That's the as new as we need to be. Elf, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, you know.
3, 4, 5.
Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
Yes. And we're good. And especially, respect. I know it's cold where you guys live, so it's like Christmas music is it plays there very well. It's 80 degrees here. We need to curate our Southern California Christmas playlist. The weather outside is delightful, and I cannot take these songs in every store. Okay, so that's the Grinch in me. And then the traveler in me, as you guys also travel, the overhead bin above your head, this is my correct opinion, the overhead bin on the plane above your head, as you sit in the plane above your head, that is not your bin. Your bin is across the aisle. Okay, when you get on the plane, you get to wherever your seat is, and then opposite of that, that's your bin. So when we get off the plane, you can walk off, grab your stuff, turn and leave. This walking out, turning behind you to get your back is slowing us all down.
Excuse me.
I like that.
I've never considered that, but you're right. It is slightly faster to just like, as you're walking out, your momentum's already taking you to be across the aisle bin. Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yep. That's also the move. Like if you're sitting on the right, sometimes I'll put my back one aisle ahead of mine.
I like
on
that.
The left, so I get some momentum as I get on.
Yeah, get a running start at it. Like,
the baton, you just
do you... stick.
Yeah.
Now, you're a traveler. We have a couple things. Mm-hmm. When it comes to overhead bin space, if I have a carry-on and a backpack, if do I get to put them both up there if I'm there first? Or is that a jerk move?
That's a jerk move. I think you put your carry-on luggage up and you keep an eye on your bin and you make it look really unappealing to the people getting on. Like, you don't want to put messy. Your stuff in there.
Put a little side thing.
Put it helter-skelter.
You're pointing, you're like, oh, it smells appealing.
Whatever. And then as soon as the plane, you know, oh, it's not full, then it's free game, but it's like...
That's a good plan.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And then reclining the seat.
Evil I never do fine? It.
Right.
Never do it. Never do it. You're more comfortable with an inch and a half of recline.
You're not a team player. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're not a team player. Yep.
Now I have to look at my laptop at a 35-degree angle because decided to... Come on, man.
Yeah. Any real traveler knows you don't recline it, man. It's just not. Be a team player, man. We're already tight in here.
Good.
It's fun to talk to people who are constantly on airplanes also. This is nice.
You learn.
I do your movie and music. We literally just talked about that.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I was with
Christmas
you
movies okay. and music and how we were like, there hasn't really been any new ones, and Jake said he wants that. He's like, that's how it should be.
I said, I'm good with what we have, so I'm with you.
I think we're all set, especially if it's like you're just, oh, this is how Cardi B does Jingle Bells. And it's like, okay, I don't think I need it.
Wow. She attached him to where? Yeah.
But like in 50 years, they're going to say, okay, the newest thing that came out was 70 years ago.
Was Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas?
Yeah. We need someone at some point to make it. Like kind of like Michael Bublé did. It still sounds classic. Bublé. I don't need it to be like a pop version.
We need a couple people to just own Christmas. That's what you focus on.
They need Bublé. I need a soulful like vibe that it fits in. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is. We need somebody.
Yeah, I don't know who. Best guess?
It's John Batiste can do it, and John Legend can do it, and Michael Bublé. And then we have all the Mariah Carey stuff. And then the, you know, Sinatra, Bing Crosby, all of this, you know, the Home Alone soundtrack. And then we're good. We're all done here.
We're all set. Merry Christmas.
That's great.
Well, cool, man. No, you're busy. You know, you got your kids watching VHSs inside. So we got to move along. But MalhallTV.com.
Yep.
MalhallTV.com.
What are we doing today is what it's called.
What are we doing today?
Hey.
That's the name of the special. And, you know, I'm on all the social medias. If you just search Mal Comedian on Google, I'm like the first 7 pages. So if you see my name, you know, on a flyer or something in your city, it'd be super sweet if you came out because we're, you know, we're trying to fill the shows that are on the books and not subtract any. So
building it up. Yep. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, there's nothing better than a good, clean comedian. So we know we have listeners that, I mean,
I appreciate
if you ever see them, go check them out. So thanks, dude, for coming on. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Y'all
check out his special.
Yeah.
Go follow him.
Later, guys.
You said your sister's in Portugal. Are you Portuguese also?
No. So we're black and Japanese.
I nailed that.
My wife, this is what Portuguese people look
I was
like.
Thinking I was like Mao. I mean that sounds Spanish adjacent, which is what Portuguese is.
Real that. Correct opinion.